this part is, we didn't talk about this, but this is minorly important. The one problem that this has is that it's sort of blind, right? Like you're driving, you're setting up the block, you're setting up the postings, they're going here, they're blasting out, and then you're just kind of like, don't know what's working, what isn't working, right? You just like have all these links out there. Now for SEO, that's going to be great, no matter what, right? But I, you know, we've had this conversation. Right? I mean, dude, if you can't track it, I don't want to do it. You know, I mean, I'll do it, but I'll be mad about it because I want to know, right? I want to know what the hell's going on with it. So here's another resource. But there's two resources actually. When you want to embed links, again, the 301 redirect is real important because you don't want to have like just that little link and Google doesn't follow it. You want to make sure Google follows it. But you've got two resources let's not worry about that for now. You've got two resources to embed links and all this stuff. You could just type in the URL. That's fine, right? But if you type in the URL and somebody clicks on it, you really don't have any tracking on that other than your Google Analytics on that web page, right? Which probably is enough, probably more than enough for anybody we're ever going to deal with, right? But I like that real-time reporting too. So if you want to embed the links, you've got two resources. There's tiny.cc, which does the tiny URLs, right? It's called tiny URLs. And basically what it does is take your long URL, since you only have 120 characters on Twitter, right? It'll take your long URL and shrink it, right? So it'll make it, you know, tiny.cc/JACS8. That's the whole URL. And that actual URL, I think, is www.neva.com/summersuccessfair/bonus1.html. So it takes that whole thing and shrinks it down to tiny URL. But I don't care about it being shrunk that much. What I really care about is the ability to track the clicks. So what happens with tiny.cc is you type in the link, you hit shrink it, it'll give you the link, and it'll also give you a web page where you can track real-time click statistics. Right? So you know exactly how many people actually clicked on the link. So what I'm trying to accomplish with my application, and the reason I use it on this, is because I want to test and find out what headlines get the best click rates, right? What time of the day is the best time to send the status updates with a link in it? What days are best to send status updates with links in it, right? Because I'll tell you right now, the worst day in the world to send a marketing email is Sunday, right? Because it gets in everybody's inbox on Monday, which everybody's buried with emails from the weekend, and they get deleted all the time, right? The best day to send an email for marketing is Monday night, because they get it on Tuesday day, they got their Monday backlog kind of cleared off, and Tuesday they're better. The best time of the day so far, which to me was completely counterintuitive, I thought that doing all this Facebook stuff would be a weekend hobby, right? Like I would set all these things to go out on Saturdays and stuff like that, and everybody would, Friday night after work, everybody would be on Facebook, right? Now, it's between like noon and 3 during the workday, right?
Yeah.
So how much corporate productivity is freaking lost, right? And I'll tell you the numbers. I'll tell you some numbers. The best, okay, on my NAPMA page, my NAPMA Toby Milroy Facebook page, I've got about 650 friends in all, right? I had about 1,600, and then my account got deleted, and I had to start over again. So I'm at about 650 friends that are all mostly martial arts school owners. And if I put up a post, the best headlines I've gotten so far, well, I haven't tested that too much, but if I put up a post, let's say at 6 o'clock at night, from 6 o'clock at night all the way through the next day at like, let's say noon, I'll probably get 15 clicks, you know, 15 or 20 clicks. But if I put up a post at like 11 o'clock, by 4 o'clock, I'll have 90.
You can track this stuff on Facebook, too.
Mm-hmm. You can track the link through Tiny.
Through Tiny. Oh, okay.
See, that's what. That's one of the pieces of the puzzle that, you know, is important. There's one more called Bud URL.
Are these free or do you get paid for these?
Tiny is free.
This is different than Tiny URLs. This is Tiny CC. It's a different thing.
Tiny CC, tiny.cc is Tiny URLs. It's not a .com, it's a .cc, which is a The Caicos Islands, I think, is where it is.
That's the same one they've had for years, right? The same tiny.
Yeah, tiny.cc. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And bud URL is basically the same thing as tiny URLs. It's exactly the same, does exactly the same thing. Their reporting is much more robust. However, they have a free version and a paid version. The paid version is where all the good reporting is, right? The free version, you only get tracking on, I think, the first 25 clicks. But it does differentiate between the spider bots and real people clicking. Anyway, whatever. It is what it is. But you know, again, the application I'm saying is going to do all this stuff anyway. And it's going to be cheaper than bud URL anyway. So. But I'm using tiny right now.
And that automatically shrinks, it does it for you. Shrinks it down.
You just click it in and hit shrink it, and it'll give you the link, the shrunk link, and it's just a 301 redirect to the real URL. You know?
Cool.
It's a patchwork right now. It's like a quilt, you know? It's like crap I got plugged in working with each other and stuff like that. But once you got it set up, it's pretty slick. And the real cool thing is right now, none of you guys are my friends. You might be.
I am.
You might be. If you look at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I had set all that stuff up on last week sometime, and because I knew what I was going to be doing already, you know, I knew I was going to be at the Inner Circle thing Wednesday, and I put, "Hey, I'm in the Inner Circle meeting." Da da da. I knew I was going to be here, right? You know, so I set all that stuff up ahead of time, and I think I did I did 9 or 10 updates on Wednesday. But you know,
and you bang this stuff out in a couple hours on a weekend.
Yeah, it's a sentence. Right, but the pain of it is doing it 4 times a day. That sucks. Screw that, man. Now, if something comes up, you know, if I see something like a bird walking across the street with a fish in her mouth or something like that, I'll snap a picture or whatever, and you know, pretend it happened tomorrow, and right. All right, you know, or next week or whatever. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. never changes. So you know what I mean. I mean, same. It's not a big deal, but anyway, that's that. Now there is a cool feature in LetterMulator called recurrence, so you can recur the email as well. So you could have the same status update go out at 2 o'clock on Monday, 4 o'clock on Thursday, or you could have it go out at 2 o'clock every Monday for a week, or every day for a week. Or you could do I'm walking the dog. You could do I'm walking the dog at 10 o'clock in the morning every Monday for the whole year, or whatever, as often as you want. So that you know, there's a lot of that. Now, obviously, there is
walking
at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Or I'm in my Monday morning staff meeting, and here's one of the resources that all the staff members use. You know, that sort of stuff. But of course, the downside on that, and I haven't totally cracked the code on it yet. Because it's Google, and you know, Google won't give you a straight answer. But there is a challenge with duplicate content for Google. Like if it's the same content 10 times on your blog, it won't give you 10 times SEO. You know what I'm saying? So there is that. But I mean, if it's just a little different, you know, I mean, if it's all that stuff and you chunk it up and then you take it all again and you chunk it up in the reverse order and change some sentences around or something, you know, I think you're probably fine.
You know what's really cool is that LetterMulator thing. I mean, in the Ping FM, and now you have all this keyword-rich content and it's going out to all these
social networks.
Over
the place, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going all over the place, yeah. And Facebook was, for a while, it's not as much today, but Facebook is sensitive to that. Facebook knows that people see. Facebook wants users, right? So their pages, they automatically optimize your meta tags and stuff for you by bot, you know, by based on the content in your site. So I mean, it's they're going for SEO. I mean, that's what they're doing with the pages version. They really want you to be putting your business's stuff up there, and they know that one of the reasons you would want to do that is if Google crawls it. And all that stuff. So
they just want you to do it on the sly.
They want you to be on their thing. Yeah. You know, they want you to be on their server doing this stuff. Which is interesting too, by the way, on Facebook. You can only invite a certain number of friends a day to be your friend, right? And I don't know what the number is, but it's a sliding scale. Because I've had it do weird things to me. But so what you can do is like let's say my competitor down the road had a school and had lot of friends. See, if I'm his friend, I can invite all of his friends to be my friend, too. So you can go drill down their database of people.
But tell me, I have a question.
It gets really scary.
Not knowing, I've never gone on one of these things before.
You got a 17-year-old in school?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
If you want, we'll put them on the phone together.
Now, to get anybody to look at this thing, the only way they can see your page is if they're one of your friends, isn't that right?
Your people page, yeah. And the only way they'll see your business page is if they're a fan of the business.
Okay.
So that was the number one piece of pain, is that you do have to have a 17-year-old go in and invite a bunch of people to be your friends. But again, you're trying to find those groups of prospects. But let me finish the sentence at the same time, because you've got, again, let's say you can invite 20 people or 40 people a day to be your friend. Well, you can also upload your entire email list. And you can do as many as you want on that. So you can upload your whole list and send that out to all your prospects and have them be your friend on your Facebook page, right?
You can upload that?
Mm-hmm. And you can do as many as you want if you upload it, because Facebook wants you to bring people into the community.
I'm new to Facebook. I don't know a lot about using it, but it's kind of self-explanatory.
It really is.
It helps you.
Yeah, it really is, yeah, it really is.
So, for example, if you have a prospect list and you could just send all those emails and invite them all to your...
Mm-hmm.
But don't you have to accept each one of them?
You can set it up so everybody's automatically accepted, or you can have to do it. It's up to you.
Okay.
What you do want to watch out for is, like I said...
See ya?
What you do want to watch out for is, like what I said. See now, like, you know, when you look at my friends list, I had Tommy Lee as a friend for just long enough for me to go mine all of his friends. And then I threw him out because I don't want him doing the same thing to me.
Right.
And I don't have John on there, and I don't have Frank Silverman on there. You know, I had Frank on there long enough for me to go get all Frank's friends, right? And Tom Callows. I had Tom on my thing just long enough for me to go invite his guys, and then I kicked him out too. Right?
Have you mind the Kovars?
Mind you.
No, not yet. But he's actually one of my friends, so I need to do something about that. But we're actually working with Dave on some projects, so you know. And again, I don't perceive that, you know, any of those guys to be, you know, quote unquote competition. But I certainly don't want them doing the same thing that I'm doing.
Well, you know what you're there for, not to be a buddy with them on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they're not there either for that. I mean, they're there because they can get the message out, you know. But you know, it is what it is. And you know, I mean, and some of those things, they're, you know, some of those things they figure out before I do. So, you know, shit, I'm gonna watch what they're doing too, you know. Anyway, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So there are some opportunities there. And again, I really do believe that the biggest opportunity in all this stuff lies in going to find a big chunk of the market that's using this stuff that we can then penetrate through non-confrontational sales messages, right? So again, it's the parent groups, and it's the homeschool groups, and it's the ADHD support groups, and it's the... local community housing association, you know, HOA groups and stuff like that. You know, it's the guys that the people have heard. You know, the people have heard. A couple other that might be interesting to you too is the Better Way to an A group, right? The Better Way to an A blog online. I think they have, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand users on that deal, right? I mean, that's a big deal. Now, again, geo-targeting it might be challenging, but, you know, you see what I'm getting at, right?
Sure.
What it is you go find where there's a big chunk of these people, you know, and where are they hanging out, and where are they spending time, and, you know, the business-to-business version of this is you go to the, you know, the high-end day spa, and you do a business-to-business deal with those guys because they've got, you know, 500 hot upscale moms that come into their thing every, you know, once a month or once every couple months, and, you know, why on earth wouldn't you be doing stuff with them? Right, I mean that's the B2B version of that. So you draw that universe of bricks and mortar businesses, and that universe is probably, well, certainly it's every elementary school, right? But it's all the elementary schools, all the private schools, all the daycares, all the churches, all the gymnastic schools, all the dance schools, all those guys. You gotta have those relationships, right? And if you do that, you probably don't need to do any other marketing activity ever for the rest of your life. But this is the same thing as that online. Right, I mean, this is the same thing. You go find where they're at, you know, and where they congregate, and where they discuss things, and where they share resources, and then you go there too, you know. So, good? Make sense? Mm-hmm. Good. So it's kind of crazy, but, you know, it's something I'm working on, so I thought I'd share. And, you know, that's a big part of what these things are about is, you know, what's working today and what's new and, you know, and all that stuff. Again, I hope to have results next time. I'll definitely have NAPMA results next time, you know, because I've got a bunch of that infrastructure built already. We've got a couple blind things going on with the karate school, the franchise. So I'll let you know how that works out as well. Another one of them, by the way, is you'll see information on this in the magazine, in the next magazine, and in probably two member packages from now. But we just inked a deal with EasySchoolSupplies.com. And they have 600 distribution centers across North America. And what their deal is they're in about 40% of the elementary school districts in the country. And what their deal is they go direct to the consumer, the family. And what happens is the school gives them their school supply list, right? They give the prospect, they give the parent the school supply list. And it's on the Easy School Supply thing. And all they have to do is tick off what they want, fax it back to Easy School Supplies, and Easy School Supply sends them the box with all the stuff in it and gives 10% of it back to the elementary school. So what we've done is this all happened very recently. We've had a good relationship with them. Actually, the guy who runs the company is a parent at one of the Denver schools. And I was out there 2 weeks ago for the regional developer retreat, 2 weeks ago, and we were all sitting in a room just like this, and Robert Lewis mentioned the Easy School Supply thing, and I said, oh, interesting. And I went to their website, and I must have been the only person that went to their website. And I looked at their website, and I was clicking around a little bit, and I thought to myself, well, it looks to me like this business model is a one-sale business model, right? So the Easy School Supply business model, to me, just solely based on their online presence, seemed to be that it was a go sell them school supplies once, hopefully I sell them again next year.
So no continuity, really?
No continuity. So we built the back end of their business for them. So what's going to happen is everybody who buys on EasySchoolSupply.com, which is 35,000 people a month May, June, July, August, September, something like that, right? Everybody who buys on Easy School Supply gets a free Building Successful Kids membership. Like a free trial. That's our. You guys know what that is?
No.
You guys know what that is?
No.
Okay. So what we have in our martial arts schools is here's your, well, in the martial arts schools, what we have is we've got your tuition for lessons. And as part of the tuition for lessons is also this thing called the Building Successful Kids Program. And the Building Successful Kids Program is like NAPMA for parents. Right, so the envelope lands in the student's mailbox every month, and it's a four color newsletter for the kids that has like all sorts of character lessons for kids and stuff like that that the kids do and bring into the school to get stripes and stuff. It also has like a 32 page newsletter for parents that has like Lee Miltier stuff in it, but it's got like all sorts of parenting content and parenting articles and stuff like that, and then CD, DVD, sometimes both, sometimes one or the other, each month. And it's interviews with like parenting experts, interviews with, you know, Larry Donathorne and, you know, that sort of stuff, right? So that's sort of like one of the things that we do that supports the school, right? The parent relationship with the school, because it's all sponsored by Mahi Karate, you know, and all that stuff, right? So what we're doing with Easy School Supplies is we built the back end of their business so that everybody who buys Easy School Supplies, that they have, you know, name, email, and all that stuff, or when they buy online, their success page basically is their success for the order plus the free trial for successfulkids.com. So we're kind of force continuing them into that. And at the same time, we don't have schools everywhere yet, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to figure out how to control that lead list in areas that we don't have Mile High Karate schools to potentially farm the leads off to NAPMA schools, right? So we haven't built that infrastructure yet, and I don't know how that's going to look long term. But you'll see what we're going to do with NAPMA near term is any of the elementary schools in your area that you go out and we figure out how to work together to do school supply drives for those schools. we're going to put them into that Easy School Supply system, where now you have sort of like an open door into the elementary school because that's what you're doing with them. Plus, you've got that lead generation model from the site. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little confusing right now because I don't have it completely built out yet. But I know at the end of the day what it's going to look like. It's going to be pretty cool. But anyway, so just take that one with a grain of salt, and in the next couple of months, you'll kind of see what's going on with it, and hopefully we can create a significant, significant impact in the market.
Is it that just literally easy, the letters easy.com?
EasySchoolSupply.com.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. Are they going to give it to this package to the kids, to everybody, for free? Mm-hmm. For how long?
Which one are you talking about?
This is Building Successful Kids. In other words, you're sending out, you're putting them on the mailing list for that.
Mm-hmm.
How long will
it? Oh, this one they get a 60-day free trial.
Okay.
And then so they get two kits and then which we've already got, So they're either opting in or opting out or whatever, but yeah. But either way, we get the data, so
right.
We've got it set up so even if they don't buy, we still get transparent access to the data because they bought at Easy School Supply. So we're still going to put them into our lead follow-up sequence for schools, whether or not they're a member of the Successful Kids deal. But anyway, so that's that. That's how that works. There was one other thing I was going to say about that too. Oh, but the interesting thing is Easy has Easy Business Supplies, Easy School Uniforms, Easy a few other business models. They have like, I think six total, but that are all the same. That we all had the same idea with because they three-wayed me in the conference call when they met with them, and that was basically how the conversation went. I said, well, you know, I'm looking at the website here, and it looks to me like it's just a one-step sale, and then that's pretty much it. And, you know, what is it that you're doing with the customer, you know, after that initial sale? And the guy said, well, nothing. What would you recommend? And, you know, so instantly I'm like, there's opportunity here, right? And another good story about that, by the way, is a total tangent. But you guys know who Andrew Wood is?
He was one of the original guys who worked hard to make $100,000 a year.
That was his book.
I mean, seminars.
Yeah. He started the first NATMA, basically. He had Martial Arts Business Magazine and all that stuff. And anyway, so we had lunch with Andrew out in Denver a couple of weeks ago. And Andrew's a super sharp guy. I mean, super sharp guy, right? He has like a little bit of a credibility issue in the industry, but whatever, you know. I mean, but he's a super sharp. Anyway, he's a golf pro, and that's always been his passion, was to do things with golf. But anyway, he's in the golf niche, and he's in like four or five of their niches. And one of the niches he's in is in the horse training niche, right? People who own horses that want to train their horses, right? And, you know, imagine how passionate they are about their hobby, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're having dinner with Andrew, and we had this conversation, you know, about every damn thing under the sun. And Andrew said, yeah, you know, right now I'm working with this guy, and his name is Pirelli, and they do the Pirelli method of horse training, right? And apparently it's a very famous thing in horse circles, which I have absolutely no frame in whatsoever. And he said, you know, I did the consulting thing, and I gave him the report, and I sent it to him, and I had the phone consult with Mr. Pirelli. And I said, well, Mr. Pirelli, so, and what the deal was is they have these big shows all over the place, and they're putting like 25,000 people in the stadium for these shows, right? And Andrew said, well, Mr. Pirelli, let me ask you. I'm looking at your site, and I see the initial sale is this kit that shows you how to train your horses. What's the upsell on that product? And Mr. Pirelli says, well, there isn't one, but I sure like the sounds of that. Right? So right there, instantly, you're going, ding, opportunity here, right? You know, so let's see, what else can we, what of more value could we offer this market, right? Anyway, so good. So, total divergence. But does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I think what you said is right. And I think most of this is about how we sneak in under the wire on a lot of these deals. And and again, if it's set up, once it's set up, it's relatively easy enough that you could have, you know, I mean, you could have, again, a 17-year-old go in and chunk up all that copy and schedule it and letter me later to go out.
Yeah, the reason I asked it, my wife has a Facebook. She just started it recently, and I know that people send her stuff. You know, what do they call it? Request or something to
friend request or whatever.
Yeah, friend request. Want to be my friend or something. And I'm thinking, if you had all these people, would you have to go in and say to answer all those? You know, so you could just set it up so that it just
you set it in your settings.
Yeah.
You do have to invite. It is manual to invite somebody else though.
Right.
So you've got to click their thing and click. Add as a friend, and then it brings up a CAPTCHA, which means you have to type in the words that it's saying and then hit enter, which does suck.
Mm. So, again, so for everybody that you every single, even if you automate, even if you send emails
for no, no, not if you email to them. Mm. No, that's direct because they want to make it easy.
Right.
Facebook wants more users. So if you're bringing users into the community, it's cake. But if you're in the community bringing people into your own pages, you got to work a little bit. But again, you know, I'll tell you the solution. You know, I got to 1,600 members, and I had like 1,600 friends in about 2.5 months. Was I just went up on elance.com and I put up a project for somebody in India to go mine friends for me 40 a day, and you pay them $3 an hour, and they'll get you 40, 50 friends a day, and it's done. You don't have to deal with it. You give them the criteria. I want you to search for martial arts, and I want you to do that, and they'll do it.
Mm.
You know, but again, if you got a 17-year-old, or if you got somebody that's on a scholarship in your school or something like that,
yeah.
Instead of them cleaning the bathroom, I mean, this is probably a pretty productive activity for them too.
Okay.
No, I mean really, I mean, yeah. Really, or do both, whatever, right?
Illegally, we disappoint them.
Yeah,
sounds like a geek.
It's good. Any thoughts or questions or comments or maybe perhaps other opportunity I haven't seen here or. Any thoughts? The only thing I haven't figured out on how to make this work with is, of course, like the discussion boards, because that's more of an interactive type of thing.
Yeah, when you were initially talking about discussion boards, I think it would be pretty time consuming.
That's me.
Trying to find a discussion that it would be really appropriate. It seems like it would be really time consuming.
Yeah, yeah. That thing, for what we've been doing with that over there, honestly, is just have a mom do it.
Or just hire a bunch of Indian people who
claim
to be Toby Miller.
Yeah, there is a bit of a language issue with that.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, English is their first language, you know, I mean, you know, English is what they learn. But, you know, I'm working with a developer on that software, and you know, it's a little painful. You know, I mean, they just don't completely understand exactly all the time. And of course, I talk really slow anyway, and very deliberately, and articulate very well, so they really understand what I'm talking about.
I had AOL. I know what you're talking about.
Shit. Yeah. which, by the way, almost all of them now don't do that anymore.
Really?
Almost all learn their lesson. Yeah.
That would be brutal.
Yeah.
I had a Russian guy one time from the Ukraine develop something for me.
AOL.
What
is support?
For the same
if you ever had needed
I set up this game. It was like a game for the karate thing.
Oh, yeah.
Never understood.
And like, you know, it's like it was a flash game. People did like fight, and if you win the game, I think the way I had it set up is if you lose the game, you try again, and if you win, you know, you keep trying. And when you win the game, a page came up, said, you know, you won the trial thing and all that stuff. It didn't work very well, but it was a shot.
It's just all about
I had somebody draw the characters for me, you know. I had all these different, like, you fought three guys. When you won the last guy, then you.
It's just
you know,
when I had that.
And then you operated with the keys, and you punched and kicked and stuff.
Remember,
you know, it was cool, but it's just
amazing
like
what they can accomplish.
I know.
They call in a
cheap, too.
Yeah,
the old days.
Yeah, these guys.
Yeah,
we had a poker thing. My stepson and I tried something a couple of years ago. With one of those poker, it wasn't a bot, but it was a poker thing where it told you every time you played on these online sites, like it gave you the odds and where you were and all that stuff. There were other competitors out there, but you know the problem with that was that Google would not let us. They were watching use AdWords.
You couldn't do
people
really, really
just stay on right now, you know,
because of the gambling.
Sorry,
really.
And some guys do it, but they find a way. They have they go around it.
Funny.
You know.
Yeah. That's a weird deal. I mean, there was. I'll tell you the experience that I had with that was with Corey. When right at the end, like the year he died, right.
Mm-hmm.
was when I really started to really kind of get into all this stuff.
Did you know him? Did you have
him? Yeah.
You did?
Met him once, yeah. Yeah, one of his things. But the year he died was when I just kind of first kind of started to get into this like internet stuff real heavy. And that was the discussion that we had was, he's like, okay, well, if you're going to do all this Black Hat stuff to get, you know, he's like, you better, okay, first thing we need to do is move everything on offshore servers because, you know, you don't want, because then you can spam anybody in the U.S., you don't have to worry about it, right?
Mm.
And of course he was doing a bunch of stuff with like porn sites and stuff like that. That's what they were all doing. Is you know they were all off on the islands or something, and you know they could do whatever they want. The gambling sites too. They were like in Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, and all that kind of stuff, and you know whatever. But yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, at the time we did it, it was legal to, it was legal to play and it was legal to gamble, but it wasn't legal to develop or to actually run the gambling site. But
right.
It was okay to do it. Then they passed a law saying that it was actually illegal to gamble online.
Do it, yeah.
And then
they cracked down on where the money was coming from, so you couldn't deposit money from the U.S. and those things. That was kind of how they tried to figure it out. But yeah, that's a whole wackiness.
So online gambling is.
It's not legal, no. I mean, people do it, but it's not legal. If you notice all the advertisements, they still advertise the free play for fun.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess they try to backdoor you into playing, you know, for money. But and a lot of people still do it, but you can, you know.
It's a huge industry. In fact, you know how you can tell it's such a huge industry? Because when you go into Google, and I had done this because I used to run casinos, right?
So
I had an information product. I had an information product that I was gonna finish up. I was gonna do like how to count cards and all this
mm-hmm.
stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting about it is how you know it's such a huge thing is when nobody's buying paperclip, right? It's so big that everybody's in organic. You know what I'm saying? So what it is there's just 5,000 free versions of whatever it is you think you want to buy paperclip for.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So like car counting, for example, there's only one paperclip buyer in that space right now. And I know the guy, right? And the only reason he's buying paperclip is it's all about selling travel.
It's not about selling.
His whole business model is all about getting people to a site so he can sell them trips to Vegas. Right? The whole business model is based on travel. It's not based on anything. It's not based on anything. It's not based on his product. Right? He's buying leads, which, by the way, is one of the things that he's buying leads. And this is totally irrelevant, but maybe it is. He's buying leads basically for a different business. Now, again, this is one of Dan's suggestions to us was, again, find the herd, right? Find the fish. Find where the fish are swimming. And this might be something we could discuss, but, okay, think about the NAPMA business. One thing that we could do would be to go buy wholesale all of John's books, right? Buy John's book and go sell them on eBay at a loss or sell them on Amazon at a loss, right? So you sell them for 2 cents. Now, what are you really buying? You're buying a lead. You're buying everybody who buys the book, right? So a lot of people are doing it. When you go to Amazon.com and you see, find it for 2 cents, that's what's happening. If it's a real estate book, the guy bought at wholesale the books, and he's buying leads for a buck, basically, right? It's no big deal, right? So again, it's where are the fish swimming, and how can you go get in front of them? What else are they buying? How can you go get in front of the traffic that they're buying? You know what I'm saying? So if for example, a better way to an A, right? Those are our prospects, right? Sylvan Learning Center, those are our prospects too. You know, so how do we go get in front of that flow of leads, haven't cracked a better way to win anyone yet, But I mean the Sylvan thing, if you have a Sylvan in your area, I'll tell you what we're doing with the guy in Orlando. Everybody who completes his course, he refers. So we have a little bonus package that we built for him and he gives them to everybody who completes. See, he doesn't screw up their sale.
Yeah. How'd you do that? Because we've got one across the street from us.
I just met the regional developer. Just belly to belly.
Okay.
We exchange. Everybody who drops out of karate, I give them the lead list.
Okay.
Everybody who completes their course or drops out or whatever, he gives us the lead list. Yeah. So it doesn't conflict with either of our sales.
Okay.
See, that's always the inherent hesitation that they always have is, because see, our message to the market is very similar to his message to the market.
Right.
In fact, if you look in his front windows, it looks almost the same as our front windows look, because it's all about, his is all about, of course, grades and reading, but it's also focus and self-confidence, right?
Yeah.
Right? Same deal.
Yeah.
If you look, it's very similar, But yeah, but I mean, I just took him to lunch and,
What do they charge now for something like that,
The location in Orlando is $1,700 for their core program, and they try to get everybody through that program, I think, in 9 weeks or something. So it's basically $800 a month.
And they're pretty busy?
Yeah. I mean, every elementary school refers them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're a really, really well-respected vendor. And I mean, you know.
Is there any like state money that goes to pay for that for kids? No, it's all private.
Well, I mean, there might be from the school side, but no, it's all private. I mean, it's a private business. It's not a.
No, I know it's a private business. I just meant if a kid needs the help, there's a school.
I don't know. There might be in different states, but I know we've never had that conversation with this guy in Florida.
Yeah, it will be in a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, so many people down in Florida, especially, so many people are doing homeschooling now that the elementary schools are just shrinking. The population thing is doing it too, but their budgets are shrinking so fast, which is actually a huge opportunity for us, right? Because that's one of our big marketing deals is we go into the schools and charge for a program that we give them money for.
Yeah.
Right. So we. All the PE, the PE ones, the last PE one that we did over there, I think we gave them like $4,000, right? It was $20 and we had 200 kids that did the deal, 1,000 kids in the school. And the phys ed marketing budget for the year was the phys ed equipment budget for the year was like $900. We gave them $4,000, right? So we almost five times their, four and a half times multiple their entire equipment budget, right? So they bought more in 1 year than they could normally buy in 4 years. Now, I mean, they really want to do that deal next year, right? You know, I mean, Jesus.
Thanks, Sean.
Anyway. So, cool. That all make sense? It's 12:15. I would recommend option A, option B, right? There's downstairs, they have like an